Now an update on the Boston Marathon bombing court proceedings. A Kazakh man charged with interfering with the marathon bombing investigation returns to the witness stand this morning in federal court in Boston to answer more questions about his English language skills. Defense lawyers are moving to have statements Diaz Kutterbayev made to investigators thrown out. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has the story.
Kutterbayev appeared calm as he took the stand and answered questions with a heavy accent, often using slang words like cool and chillin' in his responses. Kutterbayev has appeared in federal court before, but this was the first time he used headphones, placing one over an ear so a courtroom translator could repeat questions in Russian. Russian is Kutterbayev's first language. He also speaks Kazakh fluently and, to a more limited degree, English. Just how limited his English was when he was interrogated by the FBI last April is the subject of the pretrial hearing. Kutterbayev's attorney is trying to suppress statements his client made to FBI agents when they took him from his New Bedford apartment at gunpoint, handcuffed, and questioned him for 12 hours. Kutterbayev testified he did not realize he didn't have to answer the questions and could have left if he wanted to. The defense claims Kutterbayev's command of English was so poor he didn't understand many of the FBI's questions or the wording of the Miranda form he signed waiving his right to an attorney. A defense witness, an expert in linguistics, testified that Kutterbayev's English was only low intermediate level. In one email presented as evidence, he wrote, "I am feel bad." In another, "I got an accident. My grandmother died." The expert, the president of the American Applied Linguistics Association, testified it was highly unlikely Kutterbayev had a level of English proficiency to understand the Miranda warning. Kutterbayev testified he asked the FBI, "Do I need a lawyer?" He says their response was, "Oh, no, 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 you're not under arrest. You're just going to help us out." After that, I signed it without reading all of it. Defense attorney Robert Stahl says Kutterbayev should have had a translator present during the interrogation.
Imagine if your 19-year-old son or daughter was picked up in Kazakhstan. Whether you would want in something that's the most important part of your life to have an American translator present, making sure that both words on each side is being understood. And to me, that just drives home the importance and significance of a hearing like this.
Kutterbayev also testified at the hearing that he used Google Translate and paid fellow college students to write his course essays while attending UMass Dartmouth. But during cross-examination, federal prosecutors hammered away at Kutterbayev's testimony, noting that he had studied English for 6 years in Kazakhstan and taken a class in English as a second language in Boston. Kutterbayev said he cut most of the course to be with his girlfriend and never got a certificate of completion. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephanie Sigmund pressed on. "When you first appeared in court last July, you didn't ask for a translator back then, yet you understood the judge when you were told you had a right to remain silent." "Yes," acknowledged Kutterbayev, who also testified he filled out U.S. immigration forms and UMass documents in English, certifying he was proficient in the language. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.